Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today.
Well, I have a royal baby report, and we're looking at which celebrity couple had the hottest Valentine's Day.
Plus, our girl Sherry had a reunion that was long overdue. She's going to tell us about it later.
And Andrew Freud sits down with Kevin James and the cast of the new series, The Crew.
Plus, Gary's out today, and Heidi and Frank will be joining us soon. But first, Sherry, what you dishing about?
Okay, HK, there was so much love happening on Valentine's Day. We're still swooning over all the love.
Yep.
Now, we're going to look at some of the couples that did the most. First up, our lovebirds, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan, they rented out an aquarium where they had an elegant dinner, followed by a fantasy suite with more roses than you could ever count.
Jeez.
But okay, y'all, get this. Michael B. Jordan also gifted Lori stock in Hermes.
Sherry, is it socks or stocks? Because I don't have that kind of money.
No, Poppy, it was stocks.
Okay.
He set the bar so high, but you know, all the other dudes just wanted to give her a baby. He gave her stock in Hermes.
Come on now. That's a lovely gift, darling, a lovely gift.
Let's watch that baby grow, okay? How about that?
Okay.
I'm not on Michael B's level, man. I would have gave her a baby and named it Hermes. That's probably as far as I
Well, y'all, Kendall Jenner went Instagram official with her boyfriend, Phoenix Suns player Devin Booker, and they've been dating since last spring, but this is the first time she's confirmed it, y'all. Check this out.
Oh, look at this.
I mean, did she confirm? Who is this guy?
It's Devin Booker, NBA player.
But we can't even see his face. Now we gotta go Google to see his face now.
Right.
Well, it is rough out here in these streets because Olivia Wilde had a unique way of celebrating the day. She packed up bags and moved them out of her ex, Jason Sudeikis' crib. Ooh. And moved in with her new Valentine, Harry Styles.
Wow,
why they got this picture of her with this luggage, y'all?
All right, moving her damn self.
The crazy part is I thought this was a picture of Harry Styles carrying her bags. I was about to say.
All right, moving on to my future ex-wife, my girl Halle Berry, dropped this video where she's shaking her groove thing topless, y'all, beside her boyfriend, singer Van Hunt.
Come on,
damn
Halle.
You, Halle Berry.
Go
check this
Halle.
Out, y'all.
Woo! She tell all her baby daddies to kiss it. Kiss it,
girl.
Okay.
Wow, and y'all know what? Halle was not the only one topless. Okay, this excited me beyond belief, y'all. Because our girl Brett cuddled up with her boo Jessica Dupart, a.k.a. Big Booty Judy, who posted this picture. And Judy said, wouldn't want to be anywhere else but next to you doing what I like to do most, holding on to you in one of my fave spots on you. Love you forever and even after that, baby, at So Brett. Hashtag my forever Valentine. I took this picture and I uploaded it to Shutterfly. I made an 8x10 metallic wall art and a canvas print. I made 2 each. I'm putting them everywhere.
Wow.
This is art that I want to wake up to.
Will you go as far as making it your new backdrop, Sherry?
Yeah, man.
It's already my cell phone backdrop.
No.
It's a cell phone case, a laptop,
really
a carrier, everything. Oh, I want this.
My God.
This is great.
They look so soft. Are they that soft?
You know what? I decree for the rest of the month of February, we only refer to it as the breast.
Yes!
No!
The breast!
I know we have time for Portia's baby report! Congratulations are in order for Prince Harry and Gary's cousin, Meghan Markle, as he would say.
Yes.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that's why Gary's not at work today, because he's over there congratulating and celebrating the Duchess of Sussex. Okay?
The Duchess of Sussex.
The Duchess of Sussex. The Duke and Duchess are expecting their second child. This comes after baby Archie, who was born in 2019.
Aww. He really gave up everything for Meghan Markle, you know, and...
No, really?
Yes. Yeah. He did. The fact that they're having this second baby. I'll tell you, when you go Compton, you can't go back to London.
And y'all, we got a very special shout out to our producer Shay. The first time I welcome the baby boy named Noble. Congratulations, Shay.
He's beautiful.
Noble. And he's Noble, darling. Noble.
Prince Noble. You got so many aunties and uncles over here. Oh my God.
Right. He looks just like Shay. Look at that little nose and those lips.
All right, everyone, check this out. Sherry doesn't love us anymore. She really doesn't.
Why?
She cheated on us, and she went back to The View.
She's very happy.
I'm just kidding, y'all. She went back to her old stomping grounds to talk about her new ABC show, Call Your Mother, and her podcast, Two Funny Mamas, and she even talked about Dish Nation. Check this out.
We miss you. Do you miss us?
I miss y'all so much. I got a show called Dish Nation. We do pop culture, and I forget that I'm not on The View, because I'll be going, well, you know, when I was on The View, and they go, well, you're not. You're on Dish Nation.
I told everybody that sometimes I forget I'm not on The View, and you have to remind me, and I always will say, Joy and Whoopi, what do you think? And they say, no, that's Portia and Brad. That's not Joy and Whoopi.
That's right, honey.
I'll be Whoopi. Give me some of that Whoopi View money.
I'll take a Joy check. Thank you very much.
No, I'm never leaving my Dish family.
Everybody was talking about how gorgeous you looked on the set at The View. It's kind of like when you're about to go see your ex-boyfriend, you gotta look all good and look all extra cute. Is that what you was thinking when you got dressed?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, you know, you always want people to see what they missing. You don't ever want to look them down when you go back. So yes, it was extremely trying to be cute.
Well, you succeeded, girl. You look good.
You did. Yes, you look gorgeous.
Girl. All right, man, for this next story, it hurts my heart because this is my dude and I don't even know him. So Jaleel White from the 90s sitcom Family Matters, he's opening up about what was life like as a black child star. Mm. And he says it wasn't very rewarding. Now, during a recent interview, Jaleel revealed that he was always discouraged from submitting himself for Emmy consideration because it was a white kid thing.
Wow.
Check this out.
I was never invited to the Emmys even to present. It was pretty much told to us I would be wasting my time to even submit myself for a nomination. You just shrugged. It was like, oh, yeah, no, it's for the white kids.
Yeah, but it's weird because he had fans of all different races. So you would think if you had fans of all different races, white being one of them, why would they not invite him? You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you just exclude him like that with the type of popularity that he had?
It's so funny because through the years, this is a complaint that people of color have had for years, that we've been snubbed and left out of major things. You know, Oscar's so white. So it's really terrible that this happened to him, and I hope that they can give him something at the Emmys and recognize him now, because they can still do that.
Yep.
For what what he contributed.
I mean, I probably need to do the Googles, but I hope they at least gave him a Kids' Choice Award, something. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, he was that dude. He even had his own cereal.
More so when Jaleel White walks, we did Dancing with the Stars together, and literally, when he would stumble and make a mistake, I would say, did I do that? All the time. You recognize him even now as Urkel and Stefan.
Sherry, he must have loved that, Sherry.
I bet he balled his fist like Arthur every time somebody said that.
Well, y'all, coming up next, my man The Rock definitely makes the lady swoon, but does he get his charm from his mama? L.A. will explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Heidi and Frank, what's up? Great to see you both.
Hey, guys. It's good to see your faces. Well, it seems like The Rock gets his charm from his mama, Miss Anna Johnson. Yes, The Rock was doing an interview on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy brought up the time that he saw his mom playing a ukulele. Well, what Jimmy didn't know was that Miss Anna was right around the corner and surprised him with this. Take a look.
We love you, Jimmy. Oh, yes, we do.
Okay, I'll go with it.
We love you, Jimmy. And that is true. When we're away,
She's adorable.
So adorable.
Love it. It's like something my mom would do.
Oh my gosh.
Yo.
I lost my mom early on. So when I see mothers do things like this, it just warms my heart so much. You know, that he's got such a loving mother. I see where he gets his everything from.
And he became, you know, if you really watch that video, The Rock blushed. And then he sort of has this boyish look about him, like how we all kind of become kids again when our mom's around. Because she's strumming a song, you know, they've sang 1,000 times together. And he's singing and just looks very boyish.
I thought he looked very, very proud of her, but he also looks scared as hell. Like, what is she going to do? I mean, get on. Yeah. I don't want her to keep talking to Jimmy. Jimmy's going to ask her something. She's going to reveal something about me.
When a mama put her ukulele down, you better run.
Right. It's like, all right, mom, go. Yeah, it was great. Goodbye. You're done now.
All right, well, moving on. My man Dr. Dre is not letting a heated divorce stop him from getting his groove on. Yeah, still being Dre and dating. I love it. Dr. Dre was spotted having dinner in L.A. with a mystery woman. Now, allegedly, Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole, has been looking into whether Dre's been funding his alleged mistress's lifestyle, because that can play into whether she gets more spousal support. Well, y'all, do you guys think he should just be laying low, especially because she's trying to build a case on him and get more money?
Here's what he's not funding, Chewy. The man needs to buy his date a shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, look at her bra. She's wearing a bra. Where do you go?
I can fully walk in and just be like, oh, I got my blazer and bra.
Well, she had a jacket on. Maybe it was buttoned up before they got in there.
Maybe.
It got a little hot in there.
Yeah, I know it did get a little hot.
She's opening it to get the car.
I know it did. I'm trying to figure out who this is. She got her head down, but I'm like,
The man just almost died. Like, let him live his life, right? Come on, let him live his life. He almost died, y'all.
When you go through a divorce, you really want to keep a low profile because people use that stuff against you. So this is so high profile with the bra and the tight pants. I think Dr. Dre is flaunting it. But you might be making a little bit of a mistake there, Dr. Dre.
A little bit.
Well, how do we know it's not a business meeting?
Frank, look how she is dressed. That is not a business meeting.
Well, he might be going into the bra business.
Where's she going to? Where is she going? To a Google meeting? She going to buy some stocks,
Frank? He's going to be Dr. Bray. It's about B-R-A. Dr. Bra.
By Dre.
I know she getting by Dre.
It was a business meeting.
It was a business meeting. Well, now you may have convinced me. Stop it. Stop.
All right, well, let's take it to Atlanta because Headcrag has got a great deal for you. What's up, Headcrag?
That's right, Heidi. The Cobalt X Blast High Fidelity Wireless Tailgate Speaker with LED lights will get you into any party. Why? Because this ultra bass speaker features Bluetooth version 5.0, an FM radio microphone input for karaoke, a micro SD card slot, and a USB flash drive slot.
Oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need for my karaoke night with my girls.
That's right, Portia. You can get your Beyonce on with the color transitioning LED lights. And this stereo speaker also has 4 hours of battery life, and it plays within a 30-foot range.
Okay, now, Headcrag, this is a party starter, honey. So how much is it?
Well, Gary, this wireless speaker has been seen for as high as $100. Ooh. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. $29? Oh, yes. My God. The day of my birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you, Gary. Go to morningsave.com and buy yourself one. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, honey. Well, coming up, y'all, Andrew Fryan sits down with the hilarious Kevin James, the rest of the cast of the new sitcom, The Crew, y'all. So you don't want to go anywhere. So come back and don't miss it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here today chatting with the all-star cast of the new Netflix series, The Crew. But first, he is an actor, he's a comedian, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's got more syndication money than God. It's Kevin James.
Hey Andrew, how are you, my friend?
Good, how are you?
Where's the signature wave?
Like that.
All right, good.
All right. I'm going to give you your own NASCAR team made up of some of your former co-stars, and I would like you to tell me which positions you would put them in on the Kevin James NASCAR team.
Okay.
First up, I've got Will Smith. Where would Will go? What would Will do?
Will would be the driver. Will would definitely be my driver because he's a crazy good athlete, and I think I need him behind the wheel.
Miss Remini, I mean, I've got to include her. Where would Leah go?
She's running the company.
That's true. What about Adam Sandler?
Sandler is my lunch friend. He just comes around once in a while and just meets me for lunch, and we have a couple beers and a couple, you know, sandwiches. That's it. He doesn't even work for me.
She can't fire us all. We're a family. Jake is like a son to me. Chuck is like a brother. Money. Amir is...
I found a mint. Or a Xanax. Either way, it can only help. No, it's a pebble.
Sarah, I'm going to start with you because you seem like a very lovely lady. Now, I want to know, out of the three...
Wait, hold on. Hold on. She seems like... Is that what you seem like?
Let me prove you wrong.
We're here for confirmation because that's just what you seem like.
Sarah, out of the three of you, who is the best driver and who is the worst driver?
They're both very good drivers, and they both really like cars, and they have really fancy cars. I am 100% of the driver. And when we had to come back after lockdown and shoot, they quarantined us in a hotel and gave us each our own car to drive to set. And it was, Andrew, it was one road. It was basically one road, and I cried almost every day.
You should also know, though, that Sarah has a very low bar for crying. Okay, so, you know, anything can set it off.
Freddie, what would a Bridgerton and the crew crossover event look like in your world?
It would be a lot of cars with a lot of hair and a lot of sexual tension. I guess lots of... a weird language with very American terms mixed with very polite Victorian English terms.
Final question, out of the cast, who is the worst driver?
Worst driver out of the cast? That would be, I'm gonna go with Freddie because Freddie got into an accident. First day we were getting ready to shoot, I remember he was in a car wreck. I gotta give him credit though. I just found out he's British, so he might've been used to driving on the wrong side. You know, I don't know, but he got into an accident. So Freddie's the worst.
Thank you, Kevin, so much.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Social media trolls are coming for Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard's relationship. You know, they're very transparent online.
Yes.
But that made one Instagram user complain. Again, this is a troll saying, every piece of news I see about them talks about how they just can't stand each other, constantly fight. Just what's the point? Straight people are so tragic. Well, Kristen Bell responded saying that they adore each other, but always try to be honest about how their marriage is going.
Wow.
Saying that we're not dramatic. We're just being honest.
That's right.
So now we have to have the moment of truth. Frank and Heidi, do you guys really like each other?
Did Fred Sanford love Aunt Esther?
I know you old fish eye fool. Like, Heidi, how have you taken Frank in this marriage for this long? Like,
Sherry,
what's your secret?
I mean, honestly, he makes me want to rip my hair out. I can't take it.
Oh, my God. That's great. Okay. The extensions are on the floor.
Don't rip the extensions out.
Okay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.